For the last 4 years, the university has been building and testing the so-called WHAM device.
It's an acronym, and it's not a boy band. It stands for the Wisconsin HTS, Axisymmetric Mirror.
That's UW-Madison physics professor Kerry Forrest. Until now, nuclear power has come from fission reactors that split atoms apart. Researchers have been trying to harness energy from fusion reactions that join atoms together. That reaction relies on heated plasma, a gas of hot ions and free-moving electrons. Forrest says the development is an exciting step toward a new carbon-free energy source.
If we really want to get rid of carbon in our energy supply, it's fission or fusion in that sense.
He says fusion doesn't produce radioactive waste like existing plants. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.